Well, good morning, everybody. Today, we continue our sermon series on the seven deadly sins. Remember, we started with the Feast of the Three Kings, and we talked about how they were Jesus seekers, they were Christ seekers. And then we talked about how we have a temptation in our life to not be Jesus seekers like the three kings who went across the desert to Jesus, but that we have this temptation to be self-seekers. And remember, I read from this little book that said that we have this monster in our life. The name of the monster is self-seeking, and it has got seven heads, and they're the seven capital sins, the seven deadly sins. So, we talked last week about the first one, pride. And I told you how easy it is to remember them, and by the time we're done with this series, you'll all have them down. Slap, egg, sloth, lust, anger, pride, envy, gluttony, greed. And so last time we talked about pride. Today, we're talking about lust. And I almost invited Father Paul to give the homily, or Deacon Tom, or somebody else, because it's not my favorite thing to talk about, but it is a deadly sin that a lot of people deal with. And even if it isn't the one that you deal with, just know there's a lot of people who do deal with it. And so we hear about it in our second reading. St. Paul tells us that the body is not for immortality, but for the Lord. And that our bodies are members of Christ. And that we should not commit sins with the body, because the body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Yesterday I had two baptisms, beautiful baptisms. I love baptisms. And there's that beautiful prayer of the church. Like, this child is now a temple of the Holy Spirit. Like, this child is a tabernacle. How cool. And that we got to remember that with our bodies and with the bodies of other people. Because when we forget that, we can very easily fall into this deadly sin. When we forget that we are temples of the Holy Spirit, listen to this from C.S. Lewis. He wrote beautifully. He said, "We use the most unfortunate idiom when we say of a lustful man prowling the streets that he wants a woman. Strictly speaking, a woman is just what he does not want. He wants a pleasure for which a woman happens to be a necessary piece of the apparatus. How much he cares about the woman as such may be gauged by his attitude to her 5 minutes after fruition, because one does not keep the carton after one smokes the cigarettes. Now, true love makes a man really want not a woman, but one particular woman in holy matrimony. In some mysterious but quite indisputable fashion, the lover in holy matrimony desires the beloved herself, not the pleasure she can give, but her very heart." Beautiful. That's the difference between love and lust. Here's a poem about it that I found. June Hunt wrote this poem. Listen to this. It's called Love Versus Lust. "Lust is temporary. Love is enduring. Lust is sudden. Love is gradual. Lust is selfish. Love is unselfish. Lust is untrustworthy. Love is trustworthy. Lust is impatient. It can't wait to get. Love is patient. It can't wait to give. Lust is uncontrolled desire. Love is controlled desire. Lust is cheap. Love is sacramental. Lust is emotionally shallow. Love is emotionally deep. Lust is fantasy. Love is reality. Lust is full of emotion. Love is full of devotion. Lust is driven by one's passion. Love is driven by one's will. Lust focuses on external looks. Love focuses on internal character. Lust is established on faulty reasoning. Love is established on solid reasoning. Lust is set on getting happiness. Love is set on giving happiness. Lust is eager to get. Love is eager to give. Lust turns one in on himself. Love takes one out of himself. Isn't that beautiful? What a great poem. And I think that just really beautifully like encompasses like what is lust, what is love. And I tell you, St. Paul is spot on. This is a problem that has been with humanity from the very beginning. And in our second reading today, he was talking to the church in Corinth because they were dealing with the same problem. And he says, don't sin with the body. The body is a temple. The marital embrace is the marital embrace. Period. End of sentence. End of paragraph. It is reserved for the holy sacrament of matrimony. Period. And to do so outside of that, even to do the marital embrace with oneself, like mortal sin. And we got to be careful about all that. We got to be so careful about that because it quickly, like I've seen it, you've probably all seen it. You've families, lives ruined by this deadly sin. So many. Like I know people in jail because of it. Like how the enemy is this like little snake that slides in there and sometimes tries to make you think that this sin is actually a friend, that this is a good thing. And like that enemy wants to poison us, will poison us, and wants to destroy. And we, my dear friends, have to have our guard up for that. And this book that I quoted from, you can see why this is a deadly sin about self-seeking. This is one of the seven heads because it turns us in on ourself. It's all about me and me and me. What I get, what I want, when I want, how I want. That ain't love. It's lust. And here's what this says. Lust is a seeking for unlawful pleasures, especially sins of impurity that defile both the soul and the body, which is a temple of the Holy Spirit and is destined for the resurrection of the body to be glorified forever. The modest ear is offended by the very names of the sins committed through lust. I won't name them. There are children. But I will tell you this. Here's the safeguards. Here's how we defeat this sin, this head of the monster. Remember I told you last week it was like whack-a-mole. And every time that any of these deadly sins, these seven heads, sloth, anger, lust, pride, envy, gluttony, greed, every time they pop up, we hammer them down. And here's how we hammer this one down. One, modesty in dress, which is why I don't walk around with a sleeveless shirt. I don't want to tempt the ladies. Reserve in action. Careful choice of entertainment. Big one for parents, godparents, grandparents, for your kids, because holy smokes, there's a lot of bad entertainment out there. Self-growth and self-denial. And by the way, about entertainment, the TV, all that stuff, all of that is forming the souls of our kids. All of the TV shows, all of that normalize this deadly sin, bad. Because then the kids watch this stuff and that is what's normal. Like some kids think that it's normal, that the right way to do it is you live with somebody and then you get married. No. But like that's what the TV is teaching. Okay, careful choice of entertainment, growth in self-denial, recourse to the sacraments. We never should present ourselves for Holy Communion with this, any of these sins or any of the deadly sins unreconciled in confession. So if you fall in something with this, you go to confession first before communion. Now, the other one that I would add to that, to this safeguards, how to get rid of this thing, is to turn to healthy pleasures. You know, the enemy wants to get us when we're lonely, when we're sad, when we're tired, when we're stressed, and that's very often when he goes to work. But you and I, like, when we're feeling those things, we should fly to healthy pleasures. A glass of wine, or a game of basketball, or a walk, or an hour with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, or a good, wholesome TV show or book, or something that we fly to healthy pleasures instead of those that will destroy our souls. Let's ask the good Lord to help us always, because only with the help of the Lord, only with the help of the Lord are we able to overcome any sins, but I would say especially these sorts of things. And we pray for those who are plagued by this sort of thing. And just know you're not alone if you are, and Jesus wants to help you and free you from that. Turn over a new leaf once and for all. Put that thing away. And so let's ask the good Lord's blessing on us as we seek to do just that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.